This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Akiva, Jay Kirshner with the, I suppose, the positive thought for the day comes from Buddha. Three things, ladies, cannot be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. That is so on.
I feel like all three are always hidden.
Really?
Clouds can cover the sun.
Well,
an eclipse can cover the moon. And hello,
yeah,
truth?
Not, yeah, well, not in
reality. I normally am down with Buddha, but I don't know about that one.
You can, well, but it depends on your whether you're looking on the bright side of the moon or you're looking on the dark side of the moon. That's anything else. I'm thinking about my brethren and our brethren who are in the sports talk business who, speaking about the dark side of the moon, let's see, there's a little basketball left, right? The hockey thing seems to be, I don't know where they're going with that. The Russians are all out of it, but they're still
playing
hockey.
No, that's not true. One guy, you got the headline wrong. One guy suggested that all the NHL players who are Russian be booted out of the league. No one is saying that that's what's going to happen, and that's what
I'm saying
the NHL
should
said.
Happen.
Why?
Saying it should happen. Why? Throw them out, get rid of all the Russian
people. Okay, now that's just, now we're just getting into, like, this is what got, you know, the spikes in the anti-Asian hate, too. I mean, we're going down the wrong path with that.
Well, I think what Dominic Hasek said, and it seems like a big move, right, to kick all the Russian players out of the NHL. That seems like a bit extreme. And he even said, you know, not everybody falls into this category, but to prevent discrimination, you have to kind of get everybody out at the same time. No, it's probably the ultimate form of discrimination if you're Russian. But what he's talking about, I think, specifically is Ovechkin, who is a player for the Capitals, one of the best players in the NHL right now. He's Russian, and he has been asked to, you know, what he thinks about all of this and to talk about this conflict and to tell people what he thinks about Vladimir Putin. And he said he wants peace, but he has never he's never explicitly said that Putin was a problem. And according to Dominic Hasek, and I don't know this, I would assume he would know this more than I would, that behind the scenes in hockey, that a lot of these players are connected deeply with the Russian government and are sympathizers of Vladimir Putin. And he said that that is why the NHL should cut their contracts.
Yeah.
Now,
thank you for explaining.
Are they? I don't know.
We don't know.
Speaking of contracts, the reason I said what I did about our brother in sports talk world, Major League Baseball, which would be the big focus of conversation at this time of year because spring training would normally be going, is nothing to talk about. The posturing, the bickering continues. They're going to delay the start of the season at least 2 weeks because the players have rejected the latest proposal. Does anybody know what's in the proposal? How much more?
No, I didn't read through it.
A lot of these things, when they have strikes like this, it doesn't impact the people who are getting paid a lot of money. It impacts the first-year players, first-round players, people who are getting minimum, what they call in sports, minimum wage. For example, the pay for a first-time football player out of the gate is $700,000 a year. What, you're going to strike? I don't know if it's that much.
I thought it was less than that. But
my son said
they're just a roster player.
Their final proposal, and they said Major League Baseball said that this was their final offer. And so they said that it featured an increase from $25 million to $30 million in pre-arbitration bonus pool each year for the length of the deal. The union wants to begin that at $85 million in the pool and go up by $5 million each year. So they're way far apart on that. On CBT thresholds, whatever that stands for, the league's last offer remained the same as the previous one, which started at $220 million, was flat for 3 years before going to $224 million in year four and $230 million in year five. The union wants to start at $238 million with raises to $244 million, $250, $256, and at the end, $263.
So what can they agree on? Is it just all money? That's it? Just dollar signs?
A lot of it is money.
Always?
Yeah, the league also increased its proposal for minimum salaries from $675,000 to $700,000, moving up $10,000 per year. So that would be the minimum. And those figures are based on there being an increase to 12 postseason teams and an addition of 5 lottery slots in the draft. So that means how many players they would be able to give that to. It seems, and by the way, the CBT is a competitive balance tax. That's what we were talking about. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff is money. The players had made it very clear that it's not just the starting salary that they want, but they wanted to move the age range for free agency up. And that has been a big thing because they think they can make more money when they're hotter and younger rather than waiting until they're older and they start to go on the decline in their career. So this, if they don't come to an agreement, already Major League Baseball's has already canceled opening day. And from here on out, with every day that this goes on, the season gets shorter and they're not doing any makeup games. So it's unclear when they'll finally say, you know what, this is too far. We're going to scrap the whole season.
You know, last year with COVID, the season was short and the legitimacy of whoever won the World Series.
Last year was a full season.
No, it was the year before. That's right, too.
The year before was a short season.
Yeah, the legitimacy of it. And one wonders about the legitimacy of a lot of this stuff, the World Series. There's no other teams involved except American teams. And so it just, you get down to
and Canadian
brass tacks. What? Well, Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens.
Both hockey teams.
Thank you.
I love when Doug does sports.
And now we move on. Here's something that I think is exciting for people. Target is boosting its starting pay to $24 an hour, depending on the job that you're applying for. Distribution centers, let's see here, the state of New York, especially people working there, they're going to spend $300 million, it looks like, on labor contracts and labor. Are they unionized? I'm not sure whether their employees are unionized.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they are either.
I don't think so. I think they're preventing. I mean, Target is preventing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And right. Now they're adding health care. I mean, they're really, you know, I think Target has done really well throughout the pandemic. I mean, some stores did better than others. Target
right in a sweet spot.
Yeah.
For food and supplies and clothing and stuff, it's in a
spot. And I've never been to a Target that isn't clean and doesn't
very
have
clean.
Help
well lit. Yeah.
Well lit and well organized.
The exact opposite of Walmart. Dirty, dark.
I've never been to a Walmart, so
not
I don't know.
Everyone. Well, there are some great Walmarts. Not all of them are dirty and dark, but definitely Target has an aesthetic.
Wait a minute. There's an advertising slogan for you. Not all of our stores are dirty and dark.
I just love it. It's like you hate
He's
Walmart.
He's never even been to a Walmart.
You won't go to a Walmart, but yet you have this idea in your mind about what Walmart
can you,
is.
I was thinking of the perfect, this is one of those perfect malls to avoid. It has a Walmart store in it, has a McDonald's restaurant in it. What else could we put in there?
The McDonald's is in the Walmart, and if you've been to
Walmart, they have a McDonald's in Walmart?
Yeah, usually.
Really?
Uh-huh. Some of them, sometimes it's Subway.
Really? Yeah, Subway.
Well, it's like Starbucks is in Target, which is a perfect blend, I think, for that customer. You know, it's all about reaching the right customer, you know, and Starbucks and Target go together. I guess McDonald's or Subway goes with the Walmart customer.
Well, I like
it's
somebody.
It's just good business.
Yeah, it is good business. It's like putting the drugstore, CVS, went into a lot of grocery stores. And that was a pretty smart deal on their part. There's a large cargo ship that sank yesterday. It had 4,000 Volkswagens on it. See you later. Sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Oh. You see this? The ship called the Felicity Ace, 220 miles from the Azores. It had been on fire for, I think it was a couple of weeks anyway. So they were trying to get the cars off of the ship, but the waters were rough. It tilted over, whoosh, down it went. So what are you supposed to, they were all non-electric vehicles. Well, I guess there were some electric vehicles in it. They were being transferred from Germany to a port in Rhode Island where they distribute for New England their cars. So this will cost $400 million to Volkswagen. There were, I guess, a few, they're all the same company. Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi, and Lamborghini. They were all on, they all are part of the Volkswagen Corporation, and they were ships, the ship had a number of the cars. Imagine the pollution here. Those of you who think about that, There were 220,000 gallons of fuel on board. So, what a mess. Oof. That's not, there's nothing good in any of that. Maine. Speaking, let's go back to money for a minute. If you're a resident of Maine, or if you want to move there, this is pretty interesting. They want to attract young people. Maine is my favorite place for the imagination. The coastline is great and the good weather, but inland, it's like going into northern Vermont or northern New Hampshire. Anyway, they have offered, apparently this is becoming law, you're going to pay $40,000 of your student loan debt if you're a first-time home buyer. You're moving to Maine, you got debt, college debt, they'll pay it for you, up to 40 grand. That's quite an incentive. You know, when you get down to the... That means the taxpayers of Maine have decided through their representatives that this is a way to get people to come to Maine. They're trying to open up new businesses, that sort of thing up there. Maine is pretty... As a New Englander, I'll tell you, Maine is pretty foreboding. Once you get north of Portland and you get inland up to Moosehead Lake and places, you go north of Bangor, you're driving up to the Canadian border, it is a long, desperate ride.
I just call it East Coast Alaska. That's what I always think of when I think of Maine.
It's not a great...
The coastline is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And then everything else is just like wilderness.
17 after the hour.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, on the DJV download, that's at djvshow.com, is focus on Mac Chmielewski. How did we pronounce his name?
Maxim Chmielewski.
All right. So what is that? Yeah. We talked about him in the DJV download, but we also, I think he's come out in the last 24 hours with some more details about his escape from
Ukraine. He made it to Poland.
He made it to Poland in a train.
31 hours without sleep on a train. It's supposed
standing
to be like an hour and a half.
Like.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half journey. It took 31 hours. The train broke down. It was a whole saga. But, yeah, he made it safely to Poland.
All right, some other gossipy things are included in our download. Check it out. The episode is there every day. DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the big one. Jay, following trending things on social media, things that are being posted by our listeners and other folks. So, yay. You know what? I'm getting sick of him, and I'm getting
it's
sick of
Kanye.
All of this stuff.
I'm over it. I know I try to be respectful and call people by whatever name they want, but you know what? Kanye, no. You're just Kanye. That's it.
Yeah. All right, so what's this idiot doing now?
He's on his fifth divorce lawyer now. He just keeps playing musical chairs, apparently, with them. It's a revolving door for lawyers. And ever since Kim filed for divorce last February, so again, he's on his fifth divorce lawyer. He let go of Chris Melcher. He hired an attorney, Samantha Spector, who recently represented Nicole Young in her divorce from Dr. Dre, who Dre was actually represented by Laura Wasser, who is Kim's divorce lawyer. So it looks like these two are going to go head-to-head in another celebrity divorce. And this week, it is expected that a judge is going to declare them legally single. That's what Kim's been asking for. She just wants to move on with her life.
Kanye's dragging this out. He's firing lawyers, not because they're incompetent. It's just another stall tactic. And I feel sorry for Kim at this point. I mean, I don't know if he's delusional and thinks he's really going to get Kim back. I mean, he's just proving why she needs to get away from him.
Yeah, and it seems like he just keeps going back and forth, where one moment he wants to settle things with her, the next moment he doesn't want to, he wants to put up a fight. And this is her third divorce coming up, but I feel like this is her second divorce that's an actual battle. When she was married to Chris Humphries, is he still in the NBA? I don't even know anymore.
Retired.
He put up a pretty big fight with divorcing her as well.
Well, he was bitter because she left her after 72
days. Yeah, a little petty, yeah. But this one, I do feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, we'll have a moment of silence for her, and then let's move on to Jennifer Garner.
But yeah, some better news, some happy news.
It's cute news.
A lot of people, if you've gone to Starbucks, the chances are you've had somebody pay for your drink and then you pay it forward and end up paying for the person behind you in line or whatever. Jennifer Garner did just that. She gave the baristas some money and said that she wants to pay for everybody behind her, but then also gave them an additional lump of money that was for all of the baristas that were making the drinks.
Why do they call them baristas? Nice. They're just people that are waiting.
You asked this last week. Ask and answer.
I get it. Like, yeah,
well, because it's a bartender, but a barista makes coffee. Go to Italy. You love Italy. That's what they're called.
I don't drink coffee, though. I don't use lingo.
Oh,
anyway,
geez.
But everybody likes Jennifer Garner.
Oh, my God.
Barista. No, I just don't. I think it sounds like somebody's trying to attract the little finger up crowd with stuff.
Well, it is Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
Okay.
Hipsters wanted.
Enough said. Okay, so there's a new movie. This is a good one for Chucker. Beetlejuice was around in the 80s. Michael Keaton was the star. And now it looks like they're going to do another one, right?
Yeah. Sequel's in the works. It is in the pre-script stage. It is going to be with Brad Pitt's Plan B Studios, or production company, I should say. And the original, it had Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. You had Gina Davis. You had Alec Baldwin. You had Catherine O'Hara. Winona Ryder. It was a pretty stacked cast. No word if any of the originals are going to be in the sequel, but there is a sequel officially in the works.
So what good is it
Yay.
If you don't bring back the original cast? All those people are still around, so bring them back. Why not? And make it,
I mean, sure. Gina Davis
see.
And Alec Baldwin were the main couple. So, yeah everybody's
around.
Yeah,
I'd like to see where Catherine O'Hara and Winona Ryder are at now.
Right. Oh, my God.
Bring on some jump in the line again. Yeah.
Let's have it. 28 after the hour. You
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's State of the Union address announced the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to help with the oil crisis. It should be noted that's only about a third of what the world consumes every single day. James Freeman from the Wall Street Journal on Fox News says the price of oil actually went up after Biden's announcement.
You saw the price of oil went up after the announcement. It's because it's irrelevant. It's, as you suggest, it's about a third of daily global consumption and production. The game changer is people seeing that there's going to be a lot more production in the U.S. That would bring the price down.
The Russian invasion on Ukraine continues. An assault on Kharkiv continued Wednesday with indiscriminate shelling by Putin's forces. Russia did say they were ready to resume peace talks. The Ukrainian side government says it's not holding out much hope, noting the differences are far apart. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Biden in his State of the Union address Tuesday night said that the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to ease the pain at the pump. It should be noted, Reuters is reporting the world will use nearly 100 million barrels of oil per day. Republican Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax explains this oil crisis has been self-induced by President Biden, and our current policy is funding Russian aggression.
At a very time when the Keystone XL pipeline could be producing approximately 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil, why in the world are we importing 600,000 barrels a day of crude oil from Russia? At a time that we should be cutting off that and utilizing it as one of the strongest economic sanctions ever possible.
Congressman Rosendale says the real invasion is at the U.S.-Mexico border, and it is being ignored by Biden's leadership.
100% of the illegal drugs, methamphetamine and fentanyl that are coming into Montana are coming across the southern border. The shame of it is that we actually know how to stop this. We had 100,000 people die in the United States last year from drug overdoses, and most of that came from the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border. And again, these are things that we can resolve, and we have a president who is sitting idle and allowing this invasion. You want to talk about an invasion? This is an invasion that is taking place on our southern border.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The DJV program stands for Doug, as in Doug Steffen, that's me. A J for Jennifer Horn and J Kirshner, that's them. And then there's Victoria Keelan, that's her. I'm doing the woke thing. You notice? Him, her, he, they, them.
Okay.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, how much is corporate greed fueling inflation? The president's State of the Union, the focus on breaking up some of the big companies. We all, I think he said he was a capitalist. I say it all the time. But there are problems with just letting companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as to what you, the purchaser, the person who is fueling the growth of these companies, it's your dollars that keep them going. So if they charge too much, it would seem to me at some point in time somebody in a corporate boardroom somewhere and say, wait a minute, we better check this because who's going to be able to pay for our drugs, for example? I think that was one of the things that Biden, he talked about meat and that sort of thing. So I thought it would be interesting for a moment. This is sort of like inside baseball, but I wanted to bring it to your attention because we have our own sort of social media in the broadcasting business. There are several blogs that people follow, people who are consultants and management folks. So I and as a fan over the years of Dave Ramsey, I kind of want to do this, but I want to do it gingerly. But I do think it speaks to the kind of corporate greed that we were talking about. I remember the first consultant I ever had doing the old Good Day program. This guy was around 30 years ago when I was getting started, and he remains a friend today. His name is Brian Jennings. He had two customers when he started. He was program director of stations from in the Northwest, and then he became a talk radio consultant. And he had two clients. What happened? Oh, the cat.
Oh, yeah. Just
was
keep
that
going.
JoJo the terrorist?
She's very into hanging out here, yeah.
Jen has a kitten that's a terrorist, in case anyone's new.
Okay. It's all right.
She thankfully didn't take me off the air because I caught her.
She did last week.
Because last year she took down my whole setup, but this year I was on to her when she started swatting her feet around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Back to you.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So, anyway, Jennings had two clients, me and Dave Ramsey. And Ramsey was just getting started at the time. I'd been on the air, I think, 3 or 4 years doing this program. And he was doing a local show, I think, Jay down in Nashville, as a matter of fact. That's where he's from originally. So anyway, Jennings says to me that Ramsey had fired him. And he said, well, I understand, but we didn't agree on a lot of stuff, and he'll never amount to anything. So I kind of chuckle, and every once in a while, I think of that when I see Brian posting things. At any rate, the posts this week focus on Dave Ramsey, who, as most who listen to him know, touts and endorses and advertises a lot of things that are basically in his business interest. When he came back, and he was when Brian went to work for him, he had been bankrupt, and he tells that story on the air a lot. As I say, over the years, Dave has been nothing but nice to me, very warm and friendly. I like the guy. But there are people now who are questioning whether or not he's really doing things in the interest of his listeners or if he is doing things in his own interest because he has made a lot of money. God love the guy. He has created something out of nothing.
For people who don't, I don't know anything about him. I know the name and that's it. I've never heard of him.
Ramsey does a financial advice radio program
okay.
on about 530 stations around the country. And from that, he's created a financial empire.
Oh,
he has about 300.
He does like seminars. And
Yeah.
He's big on use cash only, don't have credit
right.
cards,
credit card.
Don't use debit cards.
Right. Yeah, all that sort of thing.
Okay.
And he has a...
So I'm not his audience because I never have a dollar on me.
No, you're not the audience. You are certainly, definitely not the audience.
That sounds very old school grandma, like put the cash under the mattress, but okay.
Well, but it has worked for a lot of people.
A lot of, you know, his main audience are young people who are trying to start to amass wealth so that they can buy a house.
Right.
I had a friend who was a total student of Dave Ramsey who took
he's written
a lot
of good books.
Yeah,
he's
and his daughter, I think,
now.
Is involved, too.
Yeah, his daughter, and I think his son's in it as well.
So what's the
anyway,
accusation to
so the point
to
is,
here?
There's a company called Timeshare Exit that he is an owner of, and he promotes them or has promoted them. And apparently in the last couple of weeks, they have either declared bankruptcy or they charge people an upfront fee of about $9,000. And they offer you for that 100% money back guarantee on a timeshare. There have been two or three of these companies around, and none of them have really been able to survive because I don't know that there's that much
business. Well,
hello,
it's called Airbnb. Timeshares are a thing of the past.
But isn't exit timeshare getting people out?
People getting out.
Timeshares?
Yeah, no, that's the point,
okay.
Victoria.
Right.
They get out.
Okay.
Timeshare exit gets people out of these things.
Got it.
But anyway, there are a lot of unhappy customers because of the fact that they've just exited. They've taken money and they have stopped doing what they were supposed to be doing. And a lot of listeners are, I don't know how he's handling it on the air. But, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of things that happen like this. Trump did it all the time. You know, he'd start a company and then he'd bankrupt it. And and they walk away from it. I think that this is something to go back to Biden's speech. That's the real reason I brought this up, because I think there needs to be a little more protection. I'm not one who's big government. You know that. I don't like the government. But if you're going to protect people, really, if you're really going to be in the interest of the people who pay the way, pay the salaries of people in Congress, even though, you know, we pay their salaries, but the real money is from the interests of special people and companies, corporations that give unbridled amounts to the campaign coffers. But at any rate, these are the kinds of things that ought not to be just let go. It's time to do something.
Oh, so you're saying there should be more consumer protection for against companies like that.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's,
I agree with that.
I mean, I don't know what the real solution is. I think it's too bad. And if this may be not the whole story, maybe he's told the story on the air, but there ought to be some resolution to stuff like that when people just, you know, walk away from their responsibilities. I think that's a difficult place to be in. Okay, so now let's talk about Jeopardy. I have become enthralled with, what's her name, Malik? What's her last name?
Mayim Bialik.
I think she has a beautiful face. And she's very
You're
bright.
You're the minority on that, I would say.
Really? Oh, I just think she has a...
I love her. I think she's brilliant.
Attractive.
She's actually a neuroscientist.
She's got a great personality. Yeah, I know she is.
Yeah.
But she's doing a television campaign for something, and I get enthralled looking at her, but I don't even know what the thing is that she's selling.
Isn't it like a supplement for brain health or something?
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, right.
Maybe you should take it. You'll remember what she's selling.
No, I take Prevagen. That's enough for me. Probably. Well, maybe I should take it. It's probably the same thing as Prevagen. They're advertisers of ours. Anyway, I was thinking about her when I looked at this story about the Jeopardy champion who had. I saw the picture of her, and I didn't see what she was on before. Anybody see her? Her name is Christine Wechel, I believe. She was a Jeopardy champ. She had breast cancer. She's a survivor. She had been on, I guess, the show with a wig, and then she has her natural hair on now. She's a great, I think, poster child, if you will, for people who recover from things. You know, I can remember when my wife had breast cancer and she lost all of her hair, and she was having a tough time in the culture. She was working for a law firm. Listen to this. She was working for a law firm called Choate Hall and Stewart in Boston. She was in charge of the adoption department. Basically, she was responsible for Americans adopting Chinese children. And that was her. But when she had the cancer, she lost all of her hair. And so she put one of those bandanas, what do they call them when they put the thing over your head?
Like a headscarf?
Scarf. Yeah, kind of like that. So she got fired. Because the person running the law firm said that she scared people.
Oh, my God. Well, that would never happen today.
No, it wouldn't have. And so, but she sued the law firm and got, she never really told me. But it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars, $200,000 to $300,000 because of that. Now, it shouldn't have even happened then, but I guess that I'm bringing it up because of the way the woman, we're normalizing, as we ought to, the look of people who are different or suffering, doing, Tony had her arm amputated, and people used to look, she had all of her dresses and all of her shirts and everything altered so that it didn't look like she didn't have an arm. She had, it was just gone, but you know, that kind of stuff. She was the subject of much, you know, the last year of her life, I pretty much took care of her, and we were everywhere together. And I remember some of the things, some of the looks on people when she would walk in. You know, look at what's wrong with this woman. And maybe that's why it makes more of a difference to me than it might to people who haven't been through it.
I think it makes a difference to a lot of women. And especially because, you know, for breast cancer especially, this contestant, Christine, is a breast cancer survivor. She actually took the test to get onto Jeopardy a few weeks after learning about her diagnosis with breast cancer. So she channeled all of her energy into getting onto Jeopardy, and now she's the second week champ, so she's doing great. Yeah. But yeah. I think it's important to normalize that, for sure.
And I think we also spend a lot of time on social media ragging on it. But one thing that I think social media has been good at is helping raise awareness about that. One of my dad's best friends has a son who is 24, I think, confined to a wheelchair. Smart, amazing, just graduated from UCLA. Funny, but he has no movement. His body is literally frozen from his neck down, basically. Ooh. And it's like a form of spina bifida. Oof. He was born that way. But what he started doing, he's got like 100,000 followers on TikTok. God love him. And he's, you know, he makes kind of, I don't want to say light of it, but he brings a humorous approach to like how people treat other people in wheelchairs, or as you mentioned, when they're in recovery from certain things. And I think that normalizes it a little bit and gets people more comfortable with it, because I think what you're seeing is not people trying to be mean, but people have empathy or they
know
feel
how to
sorry.
React.
Right. Yeah. And they don't know how to show
so
that.
So why don't they know how to react? What is there about our...
Well, I think unless you have someone maybe that, you know, like Jen has this guy in her life, you know, that I think the more you're exposed to it, and if you have someone that has gone through cancer or gone through something, you know, like disfiguring or whatever, then, you know, then those people tend to be empathetic. But for other people who haven't been exposed to it, I think Jen's totally right. It's not that people inherently want to be mean. They just don't know how to handle it, and it's awkward.
Yeah. Well... anyway, I just think that it's for somebody who's been through it, experienced it, it just is something that
she's gotten high praise for, you know, for taking the wig off and saying, look, this is how
this is it.
You know, this is the face of recovery. But I also think that because you mentioned Maya Bialik, as she does the part-time hosting on Jeopardy. We've been watching Jeopardy a lot more recently, not for any real reason, just because, you know, it's on and we've both been, you know, we just really love it. But Ken Jennings is amazing. Yeah. I really hope that they make him the permanent host. He reminds me so much of Alex Trebek in just in his kindness and his approach. He was so empathetic and sweet with Christine.
And he had no TV background at all before.
No,
he was a contestant.
He was a contestant. Right.
Yeah.
I just think he's a really special person.
Good.
I think he's
really
lovely.
Yeah, that's great. That's another, you know, you don't have to necessarily be a pro to win in that game.
Mm-mm.
That's a good lesson there. 47 past the hour.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
3 after the hour.
Boof, boof.
Boof, 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 boof. Okay, so here I am doing my best impression of a bulldog. Boof, boof. How is it, Warren? Is that pretty good? Boof.
Have you ever heard a dog go woof, woof? I've never boof. Heard a dog go woof, woof.
Well, I've heard, Charlotte used to go boof. She would go boof. Daisy's boof is a little more barky than that, but it was a boof. Anyway, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show on the DJV Show with Wisdom for All. And don't forget his, you have lots of wisdom. And you have also a great line of minerals and vitamins, hugs and kisses. You can check them out while you listen to Warren's show on the weekend, the Pet Show, or you can order them at petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com.
And now Amazon.com. Doug, I'm bragging. We're now an Amazon's choice at Amazon.com.
I'm not helping you.
My dogs get hugs and kisses every day.
I want them to go to your website. I am not interested in promoting Amazon. So I want them to go. You get the full. Amazon's not my favorite by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, so let's talk about what you're doing because of your background, your heritage, and the involvement people bring you to the party when it comes to problems. I mean, I guess I wasn't even thinking about this until you just brought it up a few minutes ago. What's happening to the animals in Ukraine? So where are you on all of that?
Well, you know, being Romanian, My grandmother grew up about 2 miles away from Transylvania. That ought to tell you something about my personality. but the bottom line,
bloodthirsty cur, you.
There you go. And I only come out at night. The thing is that there are so many. Anytime there's a war zone, and I've been in them, there are dogs and cats that obviously are left behind. People running to save their lives last minute. So many dogs were left behind in the Ukraine. So a lot of the countries around it are stepping up. Now, I've been involved with an organization called RODA, R-O-L-D-A, for many, many years. It's an international organization for helping animals, and they have one specific location is in Romania. And what they're doing right now is they're trying to get as many dogs and cats in from the Ukraine into Romania, and I'm kind of putting all those pieces together and helping these people out. So it's something a lot of people don't understand. You know how difficult it must be? And people that people that are not owned by dogs and cats don't get this. But leaving a dog or a cat behind, can you
just
imagine?
Leaving a child, I could never do
exactly,
it.
Exactly right. The trauma of that, yeah. And I understand that some people had no choice, but there are organizations, and if you see one of those organizations, if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/thepetshow, there's some information there on how you can help these organizations out, and they really can use it right now. Besides,
all right, Jay, why don't we link to that as well on our Facebook and social media? I think that would be a great
thing. That's wonderful.
To do. Let's pass that.
Not
along.
That I'm not surprised though, Warren. You are always on the right side of dogs and cats history.
Yeah, if I can only be on the right side of people's history.
Norway. There is a ban that has been instituted by a district court there, ruling the breeding bulldogs. And a breed that Victoria said, she just sent me a picture of the King Charles Cavalier. These will no longer be allowed by the Norwegian government. So one wonders how bad the abuses have been. Bulldogs,
they're
bulldogs.
They're so overbred.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the Cavalier, the two breeds that are probably the most overbred right here in the U.S. right now are the Cavalier and the French Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cavalier, by the way, Doug, that's the dog President Reagan had. It had several Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Great breed of dog.
They're adorable. They're so cute.
I am against any government ban. I think there could be regulations and things that people need to do, but I'm just against banning, because once you start banning something, something else gets banned, and they ban this, and then they ban that. So I don't believe in the banning. I do believe, though, there has to be some type of regulation, because what's happening, I don't know what's going on in Norway, but for them to ban a breed like a Cavalier, are they banning it because it's being overbred? Is that the reason they're banning it? We know why people sometimes ban bulldogs.
Yeah, it seems to be the problem of bulldogs, Warren.
Well, they said that with bulldogs in Norway especially, they found that that bulldogs are missing a genetic diversity that's necessary to continue as a breed, so they don't really get pregnant on their own. It's all artificial insemination. And then they said that the puppy mortality rate for bulldogs is like really, really low. Really high.
Hi.
And so adults, have all kinds of health issues as well. I think they've just been overbred for so many hundreds of years that.
Yeah, but you can take a look at almost every purebred breed in this country, in the United States. Almost
they
every
all have
purebred
problems,
breed.
Right?
They've all been overbred, between Cancer and Bernese Mountain Dogs, hip dysplasia and German Shepherds.
Look, Golden Retrievers.
Spaniels,
they lost ours at 6 years old to cancer.
So I think it's an education process. One last thing, Doug. Spend more time with your dog. The new study says it will help you with your cognitive function.
Thank you. I have a problem with my cognitive function.
I'm just saying for the future, Doug, for the future.
Thank you. Very nice, Warren. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.